It's been nearly a month since the U.S. and Canada closed the border to non-essential travel. So what's it like to be one of the few people who are still making the border crossing regularly to work essential jobs? To find out, I spoke this week with Jennifer Lavelle. She's an emergency department nurse at a hospital in the Northeast Kingdom. She's a U.S. citizen, but she lives in the Sherbrooke region of Quebec with her husband, who's Canadian, and their young son. Lavelle told me in the first few days after the border closed, she had a tense interaction with a Canadian border agent as she headed back home.
One of the agents was pretty concerned, and he was like, yeah, I get that you're an essential worker here, but you're not an essential worker in Canada. You know, he had to keep going back and forth to check with some supervisors. I really thought I wasn't going to be able to get back in.
Then Lavelle says she told the agent about her 8-month-old child. And after some more back and forth, she was allowed to go back home. Still, those initial days of the border closing were tough, she says.
It was really nerve-wracking. It's starting to feel a lot better because as they're getting more familiar with me, but I had this fear every day that I was going to work, that I might not be able to get back into Canada and see my husband and son, and then that my husband, who is not a U.S. citizen or permanent resident yet, would not be able to get into the U.S. So that was extremely stressful at first. As time's going on, I think it's just, you know, they're more familiar with the situation and they kind of know who can come in or who cannot come in.
In terms of your potential exposure in those interactions, I mean, how close are you to a border agent? How much are they, you know, wearing protective equipment? And has that changed at all in the last few weeks?
Yeah, so it's definitely changed. I pull a little further away from the booth. I was actually told to do that by one of the agents, which was nice. On both sides, they're all wearing gloves when you cross now. I had been told also by one agent once, you know, that healthcare workers are like the highest risk. And I know that they have some masks and some eye shields too. I have seen a couple of border agents in those. Not everyone is wearing them, but they are at least all wearing gloves.
Yeah. Do you feel safe? I mean, you're going from home through the border and then to an emergency department. Are you feeling safe in terms of your potential exposure to the virus? What does that feel like?
I do. Weeks before this even became like a, you know, the shutdown and whatnot, we have pretty good leadership at our hospital, and we've been required to wear like eye goggles, masks, gloves with every patient, just like kind of pretending as if every patient potentially has the virus. So we've been taking a lot of extra precautions that I normally had never taken as a nurse in terms of like, I'm not leaving the hospital in scrubs, even around my colleagues, like I still have my mask on everything. So actually the only people I'm around or the closest in close proximity to without like a mask on would be the border agents. Though I think we are hopefully far enough apart. So hopefully, because it's, you know, a more rural area, that the incidence is low enough that hopefully we're not putting each other at risk in either direction.
What kind of support has your hospital given to you and other folks that are crossing the border for work?
They've been pretty supportive. I know that they've tried to reach out to Border Patrol. You know, I don't know how much sway they have, but at least, you know, letting them know that there will be employees that live on both sides that, you know, cross back and forth. So they have been pretty supportive. I know the first day I was, you know, highly stressed about the situation. And my manager was amazing and just helpful, you know, like, and reassuring. So just taking it one day at a time.
What's it been like in the emergency department these days? I mean, do you know if you've interacted with people who tested positive for COVID-19?
I wouldn't know because the testing is not very quick. And then once a patient is no longer your patient, you're not privy to basically any of their medical information or whatnot. And so I don't, but we still have a lot of protective equipment. I have a lot of friends that I had gone to nursing school with or grew up with that work in New Jersey, New York State. And I feel super worried for them and feel very thankful to be in this region and have, you know, have had time to prepare. And also to have had a lower rate of infection in this area as of yet.
Yeah. And just finally, Jen, I understand your ultimate goal is that you and your family move here to the U.S. Is that right?
Yeah. So, I mean, our ultimate would be for dual citizenship and both sides. But yeah, we that was our goal. We had applied for permanent residency for my husband. He would have had his interview actually on the 24th of April, but that was canceled obviously because of the pandemic. So I don't know when that'll be rescheduled because it's been a pretty long process. And that was kind of our light at the end of the tunnel. But so that's put on hold for sure too. So we're kind of just waiting now to see what happens.
Well, Jen Lavelle is a emergency room nurse at a hospital in northern Vermont. She lives in the Sherbrooke region in Quebec. Jen, thanks so much for speaking with me, and all the best to you.
Yeah, no problem. You too.